Come in, sweetie. Sit down. I'll get straight to the point. You've been underperforming again. Look at your last test scores. This is, quite frankly, disappointing. I thought we talked about this. Well, have you been applying yourself? You're lying, sweetheart. I've seen you. I've seen you on school grounds, walking home from school, at your house. All you do is play video games, smoke weed, and ride that god-awful skateboard around. It's a complete waste of your potential. No. I don't want to hear your excuses. Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to stop playing video games. Yes, that's right. No more. You're going to read like you're supposed to. And if you're going on the internet, I only want you visiting news or educational websites. None of this Reddit business. You're going to do all your homework before you eat dinner. Only healthy food from now on. I don't want to catch you eating those disgusting Doritos. Sweetie, stop talking. I'm not done. I want you to participate in some sort of physical activity at school. Join a sport. I don't care which one. Maybe the wrestling team. I'll come to all your matches. I'll watch you. I'll observe your form, and offer you my notes. You are going to do all of this immediately, and you are not going to disappoint me. You see, I have a lot of sway in this town. I'm certain you know that my husband is the mayor. He's a lovely man, but he doesn't always meet my exacting needs. And although he listens to me, and cares for me, and takes my suggestions seriously, I just can't control him. That brings us back to you. You're unruly, a bully, but a smart boy. You're going through a very bad phase right now, and I can help. I just need to control you a little bit to make you better. It's a problem I have. I just get wound up so tight when I can't have everything I want the way I want it. Do you understand? I need to be able to have control. It's so important to me, and you want to help me, don't you? See, sweetie, I don't want to have to tell my husband that you're a bad seed. He takes potential criminals just as seriously as he takes actual criminals. If I start telling him that you're trouble, that someone needs to keep an eye on you, to stop you before you hurt somebody, well, you'll probably spend the rest of your high school career in a juvenile detention center. I don't think they have Xbox there, sweetie. And you can forget about college after that. What university would have you? Do you know the statistics for how many young people graduate from juvenile detention straight to adult prison? They're quite frightening. Honey, your eyes are so wide. Is this a little too scary for you right now? I can never tell. But I tell you what, we're going to use that fear as motivation to just start giving 110%, aren't we? Now, the first thing we need to address is this awful test grade. I obviously expect you to do better next time, but for now, I think we need to find some sort of extra credit to bring your grade back up until then. Biology is definitely your weakest subject, so we're going to focus all of our attention there. Oh, did I say biology? I meant sex education. Yes, sweetie. I'm sure you've read about this situation on all those erotic story websites I've seen in your browser history. Your caring, seductive teacher comes on to you, offers you up some extra credit, and then you get to fuck her over her desk. The thing is, I hate those stories you read. Yes, of course I've read them too. I'm very invested in you, sweetie. I have to know everything you're doing. All the time. Your internet usage, your location, who you see and talk to. Oh, that reminds me. I have a list of people I want you to stop associating with. They're a bad influence on you. That little Susan girl, is it? She's a trollop, honey. You'll need to stay away from her. Also, that boy that everyone calls Boner. Honestly, what kind of name is that? I'll make you a list of approved friends. It will be short. I need you focused on your studies and your future. With me. Listen to me getting off task. Those stories we were discussing, the ones with all the gratuitous sexual content that you seem to be, adore so much, have you never stopped to think about what a silly fantasy those represent? A lonely teacher seduces her student and then he gets to just use her and leave. No, 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 no. How selfish. Listen to me carefully, because this is important. When a woman, a real woman, not some delusional fantasy, decides that she wants something and she is confident enough to take it, she doesn't just take it. She molds it to her liking. She makes it perfect for her. She controls it. She owns it. This is the mark of a powerful woman, honey. And I am a very powerful woman. Just feel my hand. It's soft, isn't it? Soft when it runs through your hair. The contours of my nimble fingers are so feminine when they stroke your cheek. But then, when I grab your chin and make you look up at me. Yes. Now you understand. Soft, feminine, powerful. You're trembling. That's good. That makes me feel good. Does that surprise you, that your teacher would get turned on by this? All my students have so many assumptions about me. And, of course, I've carefully cultivated my image at this school to further my husband's career. How shocked would they all be to know that on those few occasions I've had to raise my voice, to see a student's eyes go wide with fear and apprehension, that I've had to excuse myself to the restroom to stroke myself outside my sopping wet panties. Would you like to see that? To see what you've done to me? Let me pull up my skirt. Do you see the tops of my stockings? Do Do you see my white lace panties? And the large, growing wet spot on the front of them? Can you smell the scent of sex on mine? No. You did not touch me without permission. Do you understand me? Do not ever. You're mine now. You have to do what I say. You've made me so angry. Come here. Stop struggling. I'll take you where I want, and I'll do whatever I want with you. Get on your knees. Back against the wall. Sit up straight. Now. You're still insolent. I knew you would be. I knew I'd have to do some work with you. But that's why I chose you. I wanted that insolence. I wanted to see your face when I break it. Now, when I ask you to do something, what do you say? No. Try again. Wrong again. One more try. You know the answer to this. Tell me what I want to hear. Good. Was that so hard? A simple yes, ma'am. Just listen to the sound of it. So melodious. Beautiful. And I like you down on the floor like this, looking up at me. This is as it should be. Do I look very tall to you right now? Because you look so very small. I wore my highest heels just thinking about this moment. Oh, sweetie. Your face. Did it hurt when I hit you? Yes. Yes, of course it did. But you know why I had to do it, don't you? Good. Here, let me... Oh, you adorable little boy. Did you flinch away from my hand? Why, I was only going to touch you. Look at you. Like a baby bird. Just so fragile. So weak and scared. Now, darling, leave your hands where they are. Just hanging down to the ground. Weak little boys do what they're told, don't they? Weak little boys exist for the whims of big, powerful women. You have such a pretty face. Look up at me with that pretty red face. I can still see my handprint on your cheek. I'm going to lift my skirt again, sweetie. But you're not going to try to touch me this time, are you? No. No, you're not. You're going to let me do whatever I want. I'm going to slide my lacy little panties down my legs and just leave them right by your hands. Just barely grazing against your knuckle. But don't touch them, sweetie. Don't you dare. And now you can see my beautiful pussy, dear. Tell me you love it. Tell me you... Hey. No, no, no. Teacher has to grab your face because you're trying to look down. I want you to look at my pussy. Why do you insist on making trouble for me? Well, dear, now I have to do what I do best. I have to teach you. You have such a smart mouth. Let me show you what to do with it. Come here. Come here. Give me that smart mouth. That's right. Teacher is just going to hold you still. And fuck your mouth. Look how small you are. Fuck. Oh, I can just stand over you with these heels and drop my pussy on your face. Grind it. And you're gonna take it. Aren't you? That's right. Take it. Take it. Am I blocking your air? I don't fucking care. The only reason you're here is to do I say. You have to do what I say. You have to make me feel good. This is what I wanted. I'm a powerful woman, little boy. I'm powerful. And I get what I want. I'm gonna drown you in my sweet pussy juice. Fuck. I need it. Do you like this? Are you starting to understand? Are you beginning to enjoy it? To want it? To want more? To taste more? You only get however much I want to give you, little boy. You're mine. Because I can take what I want, and you can only give me what I want, little boy. Hello, sweetie, still breathing. Hello, goodness, I know I'm good, little boy, but I didn't think I was good enough to knock you out. What a conundrum. Well, let's take a look at your phone while I have the opportunity, I suppose. I'd forgotten this is the weekend your parents were out of town. Well, I suppose I better just take you straight home then, shouldn't I? And I should stay with you, of course, to take care of you and train you a little better. Let me just call my husband to let him know I'll be away. Hello, dear. No, I can't. I'm going to be away this weekend, I'm afraid. Yes, I need to train another one. Why, yes, he is a stubborn one. You know me so well. I'll arrange for that Susan girl to come by and keep you company. I know how you like her. Yes, of course. We'll get dinner Monday. I'm still on for the charity golf tournament next weekend. Good. Ta, dear. Well, now comes the fun part of getting you into my trunk, little boy. We're gonna have so much.